everybody, to the Christmas Eve service. Glad to have you here today. Why don't we start with a word of prayer tonight. Father, thank you again for giving us this time of just celebrating our Savior, Jesus Christ. Truly, Lord, may the songs that we sing, the readings, and your very word just pierce our hearts as we just celebrate your Son, who came so long ago, but lives today. And we thank you for him. We ask, Lord, that you be honored tonight, you be glorified, and calm all the hearts that are going to play a piece or sing and bring a quietness to the nerves, Lord, and just let it be a glorifying thing to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, what we're going to do, we're going to have on the screen what is next, okay? So if you have your order of service, those of you who are in this, just be ready. I'll just put it on the screen, no introduction. Nothing like that. And I'm in control of that, except I've already lost the clicker. Naomi, is it sitting over by you somewhere? Yes. You're sitting on it? Okay. Want to advance it to the next one for me, please? Do we have any children with us tonight? Do we have any, let's say ages 10 all the way down to little infants. Okay. Any between that age, send them on up here to the front. Okay. See, I'm going to borrow this. Okay. Hey, you can sit down right there on the floor. I'm going to use this mic here. Make sure you can hear me. I'm going to borrow a chair, too. Okay. Fairy tale, something that's made up, something that's not real. Well, the Christmas account is real. Christ really was born of a virgin, miraculously, the promised Messiah and Christ, the Son of God, who later would die for our sins and then rise from the dead. And this is what Christmas is so exciting. This is why we celebrate. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to read this to you. I'm going to read this out of the book of Luke. Okay, this is the Christmas account. And it has a lot of things that we think of when we think of Christmas, okay? So you pay attention, then I'll ask you some questions. It says, "And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. And this census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there was in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. And then the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will happen to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.' And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.' So it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us.' And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning the child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen as it was told them." So that's the account that we have of Jesus born in a manger. Now, who can tell me why did Joseph and Mary have to travel? Especially since she was so far along pregnant. She was 9 months pregnant. How come they had to travel, Dylan? Well, that wasn't why they were traveling. They were actually on the road for a reason. Do you by chance know what that is, Alexander? It had, yeah, and it had to do with the government taking a census, meaning the government wanted to know who was all in the land, and everybody had to travel to do that. The government tends to do those sorts of things, even back then, and so they were traveling. Now, Dylan, you had the answer to this one. Why didn't they stay in a hotel or in an inn? How come they didn't just, when they checked, they didn't check into a hotel? You know why that is? Wasn't any room. Like you said, there was no room. Well, they were the last people to get there, probably. After all, Mary was pregnant. Can't travel real fast back then when they didn't have vehicles or cars. Okay. Now, what was the name of the town that they traveled to? Who remembers? Who remembers? It was, yeah, very good. Very good. It was the town of Bethlehem. That's right. It was a very small town. It was also the town that King David happened to be born in. And that was where Jesus was born. Now, since they couldn't stay in a hotel, in an inn, where did they stay? Where did they stay, Dylan? Yeah, it was a barn. That's what a manger is, like a little trough to feed animals, to put their hay and oats and things like that and feed them. And that's where they laid Jesus, okay? Because they had to have shelter somewhere, so they went into an animal stall and laid him in an animal trough. That's exactly right. Okay. Now, who was it that came from outside of town to see Jesus? They traveled from out in the hills and came. Who were they? Yeah, Daisy, that's right. They were the shepherds. Okay, the shepherds. And how did the shepherds know that Jesus was born? You don't know? Somebody might know. Anybody know? Alexander, do you know? Okay, well, the angels told them, that's right. Did you know that the word angel means messenger? They were messengers, and they had a message to tell those guys, and that was that Jesus was born. That's absolutely right, okay? Now, did the shepherds stay quiet after they got to see the baby Jesus? Did they stay quiet, not tell anybody? No, what did they do, Mr. Brown? They told everybody. They just went telling everybody what they saw, and people were amazed. I don't know if everybody believed them, but everybody definitely marveled at the words that they had to say. And that is the Christmas account. You were all very, very good. Thank you. I didn't have to hold any babies to calm them down or nothing. Okay, you can all go sit down. Okay, and just like the shepherds could not keep quiet, they came from out in the hills where they first heard this message, and because of that, that message carries on today. We shouldn't be quiet about it either. Josiah DeRoshi.
Ever looked closely at the candy cane? The ones that they used to make when I was a child all pretty much looked the same. Nowadays there's lots of different colors and flavors, but the beginning looked more like this. It had to be a special gift, for the King of Kings, thought the humble candy maker from Indiana. Not just any piece of candy would do. It had to be hard candy, because the church is built on solid rock, and God's promises are a firm foundation. It would be formed in the shape of the Good Shepherd's staff and a J that would also stand for the precious name of Jesus. But it had to say more. White stripes would symbolize the virgin birth and sinless nature of Christ. Three small red stripes would represent the scourging Jesus suffered on his way to the cross. One large red stripe would remind those with eyes to see and ears to hear of the blood Jesus shed as payment for our sins. It would be a gift of love that would tell his story, the greatest story ever told.
a one-bedroom apartment on the humble side of town stands a little Christmas tree. Looks a lot like Charlie Brown's. And underneath is one little gift for him and one little gift for her. After 6 months on the new job, they're still barely getting by. So in the way of decorations, there's nothing there to catch your eye. But both of them would be the first to say, we're together, we're gonna have the merriest Christmas anyway. 'Cause Christmas is all in the heart. That's where the feeling starts. Like a fire inside, touches every part. 'Cause Christmas is all in the heart. And even if no white snow falls, well, that's all right, because the joy can still be found wherever you are. 'Cause Christmas is all in the heart. Little blonde-haired boys with big dreams tried to sleep, but sleep wouldn't come. We'd be tearing into presents long before the break of dawn, with mom and dad and cameras making sure we'd never forget that day. Now I'm the one who's taking pictures in the middle of the night of my own blonde-headed dreamers who just can't wait until daylight. And in my sleepy eyes, a spark still glows. I guess there are just some things a kid never outgrows. 'Cause Christmas is all in the heart. That's where the feeling starts. And like a fire inside, it touches every part. 'Cause Christmas is all in the heart. And even if no white snow falls, well, that's all right, because the joy can still be found wherever you are. Because Christmas is all in the heart. No, it's not in the snow that may or may not fall. And it's not in the gifts around the tree. It's in the love heaven gave the night our Savior came, and that same love can still be found wherever you are. 'Cause Christmas is all in the heart, and the joy can still be found wherever you are. 'Cause Christmas is all in the heart.
Because we almost got through this, we're next to the last. But if you all would turn to 253, you'll have to sing with us on this one. If you don't mind, verse 4, we'd like you guys to come in and sing with us. You ready?
Thank you.
Savior is born.
Silent night, holy night, wondrous star, midnight light, with the angels let us sing. Hallelujah to our King, Christ the
special number. Pastor, you can stay here. Naomi, you can stay here. You can have Paul and Becca and bring your families up. Still the same?
Still the same.
Okay, the special number.
This is no surprise to them. I think they recognize it's going to happen. But
tonight's special number is 666. You know the significance of that number? It's just a number.
Just a number.
You gave so that we gave $666.50 to both families.
Thank you. You know, it's nights like this that you realize just how blessed we are here at Open Door. The wonderful music, the talent in the youth and the adults, and then having not just two wonderful pastors, but two fantastic families.
Amen.
To represent our church. And we certainly appreciate them. We appreciate everything they do for us throughout the whole year. And this is just a small token that we can say thank you.
Thank you.
Aren't you glad the deacons didn't sing?
Thank you. I suppose we should expect that, but they always surprise me. And we sure thank you, folks. I'm so appreciative of all the, I always am, all the Christmas goodies I get. I always get my good supply of hot sauce for the year at Christmas time. So thank you all for that. And what a joy to be part of a church family such as this one. And even greater, folks, it's a joy to be part of God's family, because we're not always together. And you know, sometimes we leave. And the Lord calls some home and calls us all home eventually. But in glory, we will all be together as God's children. And Christ is called the morning star. The wise men were the ones who said, "Where is he who's been born king of the Jews? We have followed his star from the east and we've come to worship him." And they found him because Jesus is a star who is not hiding. He's shining. He's shining bright to those who believe in Jesus as Savior. Not just a good teacher, a prophet, a wise man. He was more than all that, folks. He was God Almighty, come to save us from our sins. So you can't leave him in the manger. You have to lift your eyes and look to the cross and to those who will accept him. The greatest gift, truly a free gift, he will save you from your sin and you'll be with him forevermore. And that is the joy of Christmas. And that's why I'm so glad to be part of this church family and to worship my God here. So when you go home tonight and you continue on with your family traditions, and I hope you got some. If you don't, start some. Get some going. And when you get home tonight, truly, love one another in the spirit of Christmas, and that is by loving Jesus Christ, our Savior. Let's pray. Father, thank you again for your Son, for this time, for the music, the readings, the Word. Praise you, Lord, for this church family. And may our family grow. May we reach out with love and invite others in. May we share the wonderful news of our Savior. See others come to trust him. Thank you for saving us, Lord. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Be safe, folks. Merry Christmas.